Nancy Gear is an ambassador this year for the 2026 Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination Walk, which is coming up on Friday night, August 14th. Nancy, it is a pleasure to have you in the studio with us today.
I'm glad to be here with you.
You and your family, I can think of nobody that's been more loyal listeners of WRCO over the years.
We enjoy it.
And you always had the radio on in the barn while you were doing chores.
And still do.
Still do. Winning trivia late nights on Saturday nights.
Yes.
So let's have you tell a little bit about yourself for those that don't know you. Nancy, if you would, please.
Okay. I grew up on a dairy farm in Prairie du Chien area. And shortly after graduation from high school, I married Bill Gear. We had met at a 4-H camp. And I moved up to Richland Center, and we're on his family's dairy farm. We're still there, about 48 years now. And we've got three kids, Eileen, Katie Lynn, and William, and now five grandkids. And we sold the dairy herd in 2020, but now we've transitioned over to a few beef cattle. We're doing the crops and raising cattle for our grandkids who are now in the 4-H.
Wonderful. How life turns, right?
Yes. Still busy.
Still busy. Yeah, because I know we were trying to line up the interview. You were riding around in a combine and doing all kinds of things, weren't you?
Yeah, the tractor's my friend.
No doubt. And I recall quite a few years ago, Ron and I went out to your farm and unloaded hay. That was for a Grace benefit.
That was right. We had purchased one of the loads of hay off of the radio auction, and another party said if Ron and Phil would come and unload hay, that they would donate more money. So we had a crew out there of people to unload the load of hay.
You did, yeah. Too bad you had to deal with us doing that, but we got through it all right. So let's talk a little bit about your cancer journey. That's why you're here. When did it first start for you, Nancy?
In November of 2021 is when it started. And I had had stomach problems, and it was at the same time that preschools and daycares were shutting the doors for a few days because all the kids were having stomach problems. And if they'd clean up everything, and then they'd start over again, and they'd say, you know, give the kids just a chance to take a break. I thought I had the same thing. And about a week or so of this stomach problems, and then my stools turned white, and it was just like the color of oatmeal. And I said, this is not normal, and nobody else I've ever heard of talked like this. So I said, time to go see a doctor. It's more than just a stomach bug. And I went to Spring Green to the clinic because Richland Center was still in the middle of COVID. And it was going to be a few weeks before I could get in to see my regular doctor. And I went to the Spring Green Clinic, and Dr. Cornelius did some exams, and she said, you know, your skin looks awful yellow, and your eyes are kind of yellowish. And she says, I'm going to do some blood tests. And I says, okay. And she drew blood. The lab samples were sent back to Richland Center to get tested. And before I could get back home from Spring Green, she had a message on my phone that said, there's something wrong with your liver. We want you to get to La Crosse or Madison yet this evening. And the paperwork will be there. All you have to do is get there, and they want to do more tests. I went to La Crosse. And I'd been a healthy person. I just figured, you know, they'll give me some pills or a shot or something and send me back home. Well, they did more lab work. They did an ultrasound and then a CT scan. And I left that night knowing that there's a growth on your pancreas. And it's so big that it's blocking the tubes that are draining your liver. And the only way to fix it is surgery. But we're going to put a stent in until we can figure out when we can do surgery. a few days later, they were able to schedule to put the stent in. And at that time, they also did biopsies of my pancreas and my liver and my stomach and all other sorts of stuff that all fall in the same area. And they came back that said, well, the growth on your pancreas is not cancerous. And I said, well, that's really good. But we found cancer cells growing in the tubes that drain your pancreas and liver. And that area is called the ampulla of Vitar. And they said, you have what's called ampullary cancer. I had never heard of it. Nobody else that I've ever talked to has ever heard of it. A lot of medical people have never heard of it. So it's something very rare and just going to be a challenge, they said, because we haven't had hardly any cases of that in La Crosse to even deal with that surgery. I went home and waited for surgery, which took almost a month to get the surgery scheduled. And December 13th, I had surgery in La Crosse with Dr. Travis Smith. Surgery started at 6 in the morning, and I was not out of surgery until almost 7 o'clock that night.
Oh, my goodness.
They removed my gallbladder. They took the growth off the pancreas and also removed part of the pancreas. They took 2 inches off the end of my stomach. They took 9 inches of my small intestines. And all the tubes that drain the liver, the pancreas, and that area. And then it was time to reconstruct and put back together again. And while they were doing this, they cut the major blood vessel that goes into the liver, and they called in the emergency vascular team. And I had 4 units of blood because I was going to bleed out. Surgery, like I said, it lasted over 12 hours, and the incision took 29 staples across my stomach to stitch it back together. Bill was able to see me later that night, and they said, we don't know if she'll be making it through the night. Her blood pressure was like 45 over 30, and my pulse was 29. With Bill's help talking to me, they said my blood pressure started going up, and then he started saying things that would irritate me. The medical staff looked at him terrible, and he said, she's going to be irritated, and I must have been because my blood pressure started going up.
He knew the buttons to push, didn't he?
They were able to keep me going through the night, and they said, you know, we've got her through the night. That's a good sign. I spent 22 days recovering in La Crosse in the hospital. And
so a terrible place to spend Christmas, by the way.
Christmas and New Year's.
Oh, boy.
However, the fireworks off of Granddad's Bluff are just awesome.
You got to see those.
Yes, on New Year's Eve.
That was a highlight, I guess. So did surgery take that long, and the bleeding problem was because they accidentally nicked?
No, they said without the nicking the blood vessel, it was going to take 10 to 12 hours.
Okay.
Just because of all the different organs they had to work on and reconstructing things.
Okay, so that was expected then.
Yes.
So,
yes.
Do you remember anything else during that recovery? Do you remember what Bill said to you or anything? Or just
for about 4 days, I do not remember anything.
Okay.
I remember being moved from the ICU into a regular room because I knew it hurt so bad. And then I was out of it again. Where the blood vessel was nicked, about 6 days later, it developed a blood clot. And for about 3 days after that, I did not even know my own name. I couldn't walk or anything. It affected me that bad. And I came out of that on Christmas Day. And Bill was there, and he was watching the Oriental, or not, the Express, the Polar Express.
Polar Express, there
Polar
you go.
Express. And I saw the train come down over the hill, and I looked and watched it and went, oh, this is making me nauseous. And Bill says, oh, you're awake now. And that's one of the first memories I have after surgery.
My goodness.
So it took a while.
You had a lot of different perils, didn't you?
Yes.
It wasn't just one thing. So you were in the hospital how long during that stretch again, Nancy?
22 days.
22 days. Wow. What did it feel like when you returned home?
I couldn't hardly eat anything. My stomach just wouldn't accept food. And they said, eat as much as you can and drink as much as you can. You'll be starting chemo soon, and we want you stronger and healthier. And it was a chore to even get me to eat like half a cup of food. And Bill kept pushing me, you got to eat, you got to eat. They said I wouldn't be strong enough to walk from my house to my mailbox for about a month. And they were right, that you just didn't have energy. And stay out of the barn, stay away from anybody and everybody that can give you germs and bugs, and you know, stay healthy as you can. And the end of January, I started in chemo treatments, and those were in La Crosse also. And I'd go to La Crosse 9 o'clock in the morning. They did blood work, and if your blood counts weren't right, you didn't get chemo that day. Because I think it was the white blood cell counts had to be in line to fight all the stuff the chemo was going to treat you with. And about 10 o'clock, they put the first intravenous tubes in, and I had a port, but they started the intravenous, and I went until about 3 o'clock that afternoon and got quite a cocktail of chemo treatments and other things that helped the chemo work better. And about 3 o'clock, they sent me home, 4 o'clock, depending on how fast it went. And when I went home, the last chemo was put on a pump, and I had the pump for 2 days, and then I had to go back, and they removed the pump and the last chemo. And this treatment went on for about 6 months.
How many days in a row then were you doing it during the week then?
I did it, I got the treatment, and it lasted 2 more days with the pump going home, and then 2 weeks later I'd go back for another treatment.
Okay.
And after the first 2 treatments, I was able to transfer to the Gunderson facility in Boscobel for the infusions, and saved a lot of time, saved a lot of travel. But I still got the same medicines and stuff that I needed.
Mm-hmm. You have to consider yourself a survivor, don't you?
Oh, yes, yes. They said most people that get this kind of cancer, they don't find it until it's stage 4, and most of them never make it through most of the chemo treatments. They've passed away before that.
Wow. So did they think that you found it early? Then?
Because of the growth on my pancreas that wasn't related to the cancer, that's how they found it. Otherwise, they wouldn't have found it in the tubes until much later, they said.
How rare is this cancer, Nancy? Do you remember what they told you?
About 0.1% of all digestive system cancers will be an ampullary cancer. So very rare.
Mm.
Like I said, La Crosse has only seen just a very few cases of it. And with technology nowadays, they were able to share information with all the big cancer centers around the country, and this is what works, this is what doesn't work, and they were able to find the right buttons to push to keep me alive.
Well, you got to be proud of the fact that maybe somebody else is going to survive because of what you went through.
That's right.
You're kind of a pioneer there in some ways.
They said my information is in the bank, and anybody that wants to take a look at it is able to do that now.
So when you got done with your chemo, then were things a little bit better, or have you had any issues since that time, Nancy?
Actually, my chemo went very well. They were able to find a drug that helped me start eating, and with chemo, I lost all my hair or most of it, and I didn't have any problems with nausea or not being able to eat or things like that. I went through it just fine. At the end of the chemo, they said, we're going to let your system rest for about a month. And the first week of July, I started in on radiation treatments 5 days a week in La Crosse. And that lasted until the Walk with Grace Day in Richland Center was my last chemo treatment in 22. So...
What a rough year that was for you. My goodness.
It was a challenge.
I guess.
And things on the farm got kind of shuffled around, and the husband said, well, you know, we're not going to be doing all the crops and all the hay that we usually do. We've got other things on our agenda.
Yeah. So how quickly did you get back to the farm or being able to go back to the barn then?
I was back late spring when I was doing chemo, that I was back in the barn. Not doing a lot, and but I was out there and more support for him and making sure he was okay, because when my cancer was diagnosed on about November 15th, the morning of Thanksgiving, like 2 in the morning, he woke me up and he said, you got to take me to the hospital, there's something wrong. And he was diagnosed with AFib, and they said, it's brought on by stress. Do you have some stress in your life? and he said, well, my wife was diagnosed with cancer. I think I do have some stress in my life. And so he went through AFib treatments, and just this past spring, he went through a triple bypass, and he's doing well with that now.
So, you've been there to support one another, haven't you?
That's right. That's right. And that's what you do with the loved ones. You know, everybody supports each other, and families helped out all the time. The kids and the grandkids have all been around, and it goes slower, but we're still going.
Now, did you say some things to get his blood pressure going back up, did you? Or did you pay him back?
Actually, his blood pressure needed to come down.
Oh, okay. You needed to calm, soothe him a little bit. Oh, boy. Well, when you got the call to be an ambassador, did you think about it very long, Nancy?
Oh, no. The people that had talked to me and nominated me had said, you know, we're going to put your name in. I said, that's okay. People need to know that things aren't always rosy and peachy when you got cancer. And sometimes the little things that, it's bothering me, but it shouldn't be any problem. Go get them checked out with the doctor, because sometimes it's more of a problem than what you think it is.
Right. Because like you said, when you initially had it, you thought it was just a bug that was going around.
That's right.
It'd be easy to kind of dismiss it at that point.
Well, everybody catches them, and so many viruses and stuff going around. It's okay, I got a 24-hour bug, but it turned into a week-long bug. And what happened to this one? How come I got it so bad?
Right. And you were right. It was kind of still right in the height of COVID when you were dealing with all those things. So hospital procedures and everything were different at that time, weren't they?
That's right. That's right. Visitors were limited, and visiting hours were limited. So it was a challenge.
When you take that first lap with the other three ambassadors this year at this year's Grace, what's that going to seem like? What will that be like? Can you imagine?
it'll be a happy time and probably have tears because, you know, I've been through more than anybody can ever imagine, and I'm still walking and still going, and I hear too many stories that the results are not good with cancer, and so it'll be a good, happy time for me.
No doubt. And your support network, your husband and kids and grandkids, they're all going to be there for you as well?
Well, some of them are down at State Fair at that time.
Oh, sure. There's a conflict, isn't there?
So, yeah, always, you know, everyone's schedule does not fit everything.
There's always something going on.
That's right.
Absolutely. So grace is a wonderful thing for the area, and I know that you're grateful that we have it, and you're going to continue to support it, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, yes. Well, the family's supported it through the years, and they've done me a lot of good and so many other people, and it's just going to have to keep going at it.
Good deal. Well, you're a real inspiration. We appreciate you coming in and sharing your story because it's not an easy one to tell. And it's interesting, you know that maybe somebody has or had cancer, but you never know exactly the extent that they're going through, do you?
No, because everyone's different. Every treatment is different. And what works on one will not work on the other. So it's a challenge for the doctors to find the right one for the right person.
No doubt. Well, thanks again, Nancy.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Nancy Gere stepping up to be an ambassador this year for Greater Richland Area Cancer Elimination. Again, the walk is coming up on August 14th.